Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, God is truly good. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, International Prayer Faith Ministries, and Women United for Christ in Prayer. Welcome to our power hour of prayer. Thank God for you, you, and you. God is on the throne, and God is truly a God that can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, with you this morning, and we are praying without ceasing. This is a teaching ministry on prayer. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer requests. Send your praise reports. We want to hear from you, you, and you. Now we're going to go into our praise and worship. Tell a friend to tune in to the power hour of prayer with your presiding bishop, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. Double portion blessing. Isn't God good? I'm not bragging. I'm just thanking God and letting everyone know that God will give you a double portion. Here's our praise and worship. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to praise him.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I lost some wonder, consider the world thy hand has made.
Jesus. We thank God for Brother Louis Tosin. I used to sing that song at New Union Baptist Church. Now Michael can sing the same song. And we all can sing the song, How Great Thou Art. Lord. Yes, this is praise and worship time with your presiding bishop, Patricia Stewart, here in Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you, God.
Lead me on, let me stand.
Thank you, Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. That's whose hand you want to hold on, to God's unchanging hand. What a mighty God we serve. How great thou art. We've got to set the atmosphere. Praise God. We know as the slaves were picking cotton, working out in the hot weather, they sang those hymns. Precious Lord, take my hand. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. We just got to finish celebrating Black History Week, and we thank God because Black history is every day. We thank God for you, you, and you. 144.5 million listening in this morning. We thank God for every prayer warrior, intercessory prayer warrior. We thank God for those of you that are giving up a precious Saturday morning just to come and praise him, glorify him, and magnify him. Yes, we got to take time out for Jesus. Someone said they're too busy to pray. No, you're not. You need to pray in order if you want to continue to stay busy. You need to call upon the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And those that's not saved need to call upon the name of Jesus. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. And if you're not sure about being saved, you need to call upon the name of Jesus. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. I want you to be very, very sure that you're saved, knowing that if you leave this earth the next second, that you're going home to be with the Almighty Living God. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. I believe in prayer. I know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. Prayer can work miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. If you're not saved, if you're not sure about being saved, I want you to repeat after me. We're on a battlefield for our Lord. You know, the devil's never too tired. We as men and women of God got to go forth and do what thus says the Lord. Be ye ready. We know not the hour or the moment when he's coming back. I want you to repeat after me if you're not saved, if you're not sure if you're saved. Father God, I invite you into my life. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on the cross. I believe that you rose on the third day. No grave could hold you. I thank you, God, for sending your son, your only begotten son, to suffer, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. I repent of my sins. I turn away from my wicked way of living. I believe that you have forgiven me of my sins. Because the word of God says, you're faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my personal Savior. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm a brand new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm now your child. I'm now your son. I'm now your daughter. And if you said this prayer for the first time, today is your spiritual birthday. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. You're now a child of God. We thank you right now, God, for blessing this dear one. We welcome him into the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And if you said this prayer before and said it again, that's a blessing. We want you to be very, very sure. You have a new life in Jesus Christ. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We are to praise and glorify God while we have an opportunity. We know that when praises go up, blessings come down. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Sister Cheryl Purnell is celebrating a birthday today. And there's others that are celebrating a birthday today. God is giving you another year. Isn't that a blessing? Yes, it's something to celebrate. And we rejoice with you, those that are celebrating another birth year. Thank you, God. Let's go to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God is what's going to keep you. I want you to know that. We're going to go to Psalm 91, our Psalm of Protection. And we need to read it every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
and even for a snack. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yes, there's a reward for the wicked. This is coming from the word of God. But if thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thank you, God. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Thank you, God. Somebody's in trouble this morning. And you need the hand of the Almighty Living God to take you out of that trouble. He will lift you up if you call on his name. The word of God says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Ain't God good? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Even when you're in trouble, if you call upon his name, he shall call upon my name and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and do what? Show him my salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing, my dear ones. Somebody's going through something this morning. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Psalm 35 says, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me, saying to my soul, I am thy salvation. Thank God for salvation. Thank God that he's fighting your battles for you. Yes, you have enemies. If you are a man or woman of God, everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to love you. Look what they did with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Didn't they crucify him? Nailed him to the cross? Hung him there to die? But look at God. He obeyed the Father, God. He obeyed him. Obedience is better than sacrifice, my dear ones. He obeyed the Father. Are you being obedient to the Spirit of God? He's speaking to you this morning. Yes, he is. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Give God some time. Thank you, Jesus. Early in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Last thing at night. At noonday. Give God some time. It's his time. But he's trusting you to do the right thing. To praise him, glorify him, and magnify him. Thank you, God. The Spirit is moving this morning. Somebody's going to receive a miracle. Somebody's about to receive a blessing. Somebody's about to receive a healing. Somebody's being delivered in the name of Jesus. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, my dear ones, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And I want you to know this morning he's going to feed you spiritually and physically. You need that spiritual food to survive. You need that spiritual touch from God to get up and move around every day. He's going to feed you spiritually and physically. Thank you, God. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Stop telling Satan all your plans. Thank you, God. Rest in the Lord. And Psalm 37, verse 7 says, rest in the Lord means keep your big mouth shut. You don't have to say something all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Rest in the Lord, my dear ones, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. There's the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. And let us go back to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. God will tell you when to speak, what to say, and how to say it. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody being blessed with that. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Why? For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. This is the word of God. Thank you, God. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Timing is everything. And God is an on-time God. Somebody said, why is it taking so long? Don't hurry, God. Don't rush, God. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. God will remove that individual off that job. God will remove that individual out of your home. God will remove that individual out of your neighborhood. God will remove that individual that's doing you harm, that's bringing you down, out of your life. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. In God's time. But you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You got to believe in the power of the Almighty Living God. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's what it says in Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All belongs to God, not you. Think it's yours. Yes, you did pay for that house. Yes, you did pay for that car. God allowed you to purchase those items. But they still belong to God. Because he can come any minute, any second, and wipe it out. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us with things. Thank you for providing us with things. Food, shelter, clothing. Thank you, Jesus. All belongs to you. But the meek shall inherit the earth. There's inheritance again. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked have drawn up. The wicked have plotted against the just and gnashed upon him with his teeth. Yeah, there's somebody plotting against you right now. But look at verse 13. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. All you got to do is trust in God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Believe in the power of the Almighty Living God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let them plot all they want. Because when they dig a ditch, they better dig too. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Is your conversation upright today? Is your conversation uplifting someone? Is your conversation glorifying God and magnifying God? Upright conversation, men and women of God. Thank you, Jesus. And watch what you're watching on TV. Think about what you're listening to. Think about what you're watching. Think about those nasty jokes that you've been laughing at. that you shouldn't be as men and women of God. Your conversation should be upright. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Encouraging, motivating, letting someone know that God is real. Letting someone know that God is a God that can do anything but fail. Letting someone know that God is a healer. Letting someone know that God will deliver them in times like these. Letting someone know that God will bless them. Thank you, God. They swore to enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many the wicked. This is the word of God, not my word. Don't get upset with me. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many the wicked. We got some evil, nasty, conceited, hateful, rich folk. Let God bless you abundantly. Let God do it. And he'll do it. Let God do it. Not your way. This is not Burger King about having it your way. If you're grateful for a little bit, God will bless you with more than enough. Thank you, God. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. He's upholding you, my dear ones, men and women of God. The Lord knows the days of the upright and what happened, and their inheritance shall be forever. There you go again. Your inheritance shall be forever. And don't forget about verse 13. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you right now for opportunity to come to praise and worship you, to glorify you and magnify you. We come to lift up your name. We thank you for keeping us safe in our homes, Father God, safe from the fires and floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you right now, Father God, for allowing the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts, our mind, our spirit, and our soul. We thank you right now, glory be to God, for blessing us over and over and over again. Father God, we come to magnify you. We come to glorify you. We come to lift up your name on this day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for our loved ones who are still in the land of the living. We thank you, Father God, right now for touching the hearts of those who have lost loved ones. Father God, comfort them, because you said in your word that you will send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Umbala Shamba Ekarashata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We praise you right now because of who you are, not because of what you've done or what you're going to do. We praise you for who you are, our living God, our Savior. We thank you, Father. We can't stop thanking you. We magnify you. We lift up your holy name. We thank you right now before we even ask for anything. We thank you over and over and over again. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for those of us that are walking in perfect health. Those of us that are waking this morning in our right minds. Those of us that are able to use our limbs, if it's just a little bit, walk a little bit. Thank you, God. For the use and activity of our arms, our fingers, our toes. Thank you, God. Even those that have walkers. Thank you, God. Those that are on wheelchairs. Thank you, God. We thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for touching our minds and regulating our minds. Because you are a mind regulator. Glory be to God for regulating our minds right now, that we have a mind stayed on you, that we can trust you, that we can call on you in times like these. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for fixing our hearts, because you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your anointing right now. We thank you for healing some right now. Someone in a hospital, someone in a nursing home, someone in assisted living, and someone right in their own home. We thank you for healing them right now in the name of Jesus, touching their mind, body, spirit, and soul, that they have a mind on the almighty living God, trusting you. Thank you, God, for touching our seniors right now. Some feel like they're all alone, feel like they want to give up, feel like everybody has forgotten about them. But let them know, Father God, that you're with them every step of the way. Thank you, Father God, for touching our seniors right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you're with them. Thank you, God, for touching our young people as they walk the streets, as they go on their jobs, as they go to school, go into college and the universities, as they go into training programs to receive a trade. Touch our young people right now in the name of Jesus. Let them experience the newness of Jesus Christ in their life. Let them cry out to you in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, for touching the rappers that will rap for Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now. We thank you for blessing Sister Esther, who continues to be, Father God, and faithful with the prayer warriors on the line every 7 days a week. We thank you for the prayer warriors, Father God. We thank you for all of them that are faithful, that join her and pray, read scripture. We thank you, Father God, for Sister Esther. We thank you, Father God, glory be to God, for Barbara Haney, her family in its entirety. We thank you, Father God, right now, for the chaplain, Brother Thomas. We thank you, glory be to God, for Brenda and Bobby. We thank you, Father, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for AJ. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah. Faithful prayer warriors. We thank you for Latricia, Mother Mims, Sister Rosetta. We thank you, glory be to God, for Mother Annie Green. Faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You know who they are. I may not call out all the names, but you know who they are. We thank you for New Union Baptist Church, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and his wife, Sister Close, Deaconess Close. We thank you, Father God. Strengthen them and guide them and lead them and direct them. Order their footsteps, Father God. We thank you for the ministerial staff, that you'll touch them, Father God, and they'll be obedient to the word of God. We thank you, Father God. Touch Reverend Johnson. Father God, let him be obedient to the word of God. Touch Reverend Thomas. Touch their hearts, their minds, and their souls. And those that are in the pulpits all over the world, be a blessing to the body of Christ. And live according to the word of God. Let them not just preach the word, but let them live according to the word of God. Touch every archbishop, every bishop, every apostle, every chief apostle. Touch the pastors, the ministers, the reverends, the doctors, and the pulpits. Touch, Father God, the trustees and the deacon and deaconess. Deacon Briscoe. Bless them, Father God, and other deacons in the body of Christ. Father God, they've walked that walk for years. Be with them and their family members. Glory be to God. We pray, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus, for choir members that are singing the songs of Zion. We lift up them one by one, individually and collectively. You know what they stand in need of. Someone standing in need of a healing right now from HIV/AIDS. Someone standing in healing from COVID, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch those individuals that's been diagnosed with some disease that doctors don't even know what to call it. We come against those diseases right now in the name of Jesus. Touch someone's heart that's not beating properly. We know that, Father God, you're a heart fixer. Regulate that heart right now in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it. Touch those that have been walking the streets all night long, outside living under the tents. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds. Regulate their minds that they have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ, that they will do the will of God, that they'll fall on bended knees and say, what must I do to be saved? Glory be to God. Touch Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage in the nursing home, all of those in nursing homes and hospitals and assisted living facilities. Touch Sister Nettie, glory be to God. Touch their minds, Father God. Father God, we pray right now for miracles to take place because you are a miracle-working God, and we believe in miracles. You said in the latter days you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, and we thank you right now. We lift up, Father God, Harry P. Close, the second, the third, in the name of Jesus. We pray for him, Father God. Let him continue to grow strong in the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for going behind the prison walls and touching those, Father God, that have been praying and seeking you and asking for forgiveness of their sins. Let the prison become a place of worship. Thank you, God, that they will turn from their wicked way of living and that they'll yield to you and cry out to you. Save their souls right now. Someone's son, someone's daughter behind prison walls crying out to you. Some innocent victims crying out to you. Father God, release them from the hands of the enemy. Release their minds that they have a mind on you and they want to serve you and worship you once they're released from prison. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Touch our young men and young women. Touch the warden, those that prepare the food, those that dispense the medication. Go behind those prison walls right now, Father God. Let the Spirit of God dwell that it will become a place of worship in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for those that's being saved in prison, that as they come out, they'll live a new life. A life dedicated to the Almighty Living God. And they will praise you and glorify you and magnify you. Thank you, God, right now for blessing someone, someone's daughter we've been praying about continuously, that they'll come out and live a new life in Jesus Christ. We lift up our president, Joe Biden, and thank you, God, for healing his body. Thank you for healing his soul. For he is a testimony, letting the world know how good God is. He was healed from cancer in the name of Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. We pray for his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We thank you for her healing. Thank you, God. Touch him that they will do the will of God. Touch his family in its entirety. Touch his sons and daughters, Father, in the name of Jesus. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Touch, Father God, Kamala Harris, our vice president, and her spouse. Touch their minds, Father God. Touch their souls, that they will cry out to you and yield to you. Touch our elected officials, Father God. We don't need another rule or regulation. We need souls to be saved, lives to be changed, in the name of Jesus. And we know that you could do it if we cry out to you. We thank you, Father God. We are praying without ceasing. You said if my people are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, and seek your face, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We thank you for the healing because we are the land. We are your people, and we are being obedient to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Somebody's being healed under the sound of my voice. Thank you, God, for healing that individual of cancer, lung cancer. Thank you, God, for them stop smoking those cigarettes in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you for healing an individual from drug addiction, that they'll no longer be addicted to drugs, but they'll be addicted to Jesus Christ. Thank you for healing an individual from alcoholism, Father God. Thank you, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, for that man or woman of God that's been preaching the word and drinking alcohol. In the name of Jesus, we pray for deliverance right now. For that man or woman of God that were preaching the word under substance abuse. Thank you for delivering them right now. We thank you for the testimonies that they will give to God people. We thank you, Father God, for touching each and every child under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Father, glory be to God, for someone that you provided with a place to stay, a safe haven. Thank you, Father God, for blessing that family with a new home. Thank you, Father God, right now for blessing them with food and shelter. We thank you. We can't thank you enough, Father God, for blessing that individual with a job, a career. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God for blessing someone to receive their unemployment benefits. We thank you, Father God, even though the SNAP benefits have decreased, we know that the hand of God will allow you to still have food to eat, food on your table. We thank you, Father God, for the churches and community organizations that are still sharing food throughout the world. You said that you have fed, we read that you fed the 5,000, and we know that you fed the multitude, and you will continue to do so. We're not going to depend upon the government. We're going to thank God for feeding us in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Father God. We lift up Elder Carl in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for healing her soul. We thank you, Father God, for Minister Sharon Ricks, blessing her over and over again. We thank you, Father God, for blessing Minister Yvonne McFadden. Thank you, Jesus, for healing and touching the mind, body, spirit, and soul of Minister Barbara Duffy and the entire Duffy family. We thank you, Father God, for healing Deaconess Duffy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. We thank you for touching Alan. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for touching him right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for touching the Stokes family in its entirety. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching Rosie Traham, healing her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Touch her right now, Father God. Let her hear from you. Speak to her mind right now. We thank you, Father God, right now. Blessing Kayla and James. We thank you, Father God, for touching the Williams family, Sheree, Dwayne Jr. and Dwayne Sr. Thank you, Father God, for touching Dejanay in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now for touching the postal workers, Greta. We are praying for you continuously. We know that God is able. Touch her eyes, Father God, that she's healed. Once she was blind spiritually, but now she sees. We thank you, Father God, for the healing right now in the name of Jesus. Blessing her family in its entirety as they walk closer to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Working miracles in her life right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, glory be to God, for touching and healing Deacon Alan Martin. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching the body of Christ, Gospel Tabernacle Church, Bishop Reginald Kennedy, and your blessed wife. We thank you, Father God, for healing mind, body, spirit, and soul, lifting up the spirits of the body of Christ. Simmons Memorial Church, we thank you for touching Bishop Simmons right now. Blessing, Father God, the workers in that vineyard, Apostle Joanne Farley, and the service that they're going to render today for women. We thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, that it will be a blessing to the body of Christ, that women will go in one way and come out another way. In Jesus' name, we thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for touching Deacon Price. We thank you for touching his wife, Patricia Price. We thank you, Jesus, for touching Mandy Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for healing. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for healing Diane Green and Tyrone Staten. We thank you right now, glory be to God, for healing Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida, his wife, Jill Green, in Miami, Florida. We thank you for healing, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Sister Burdetta Washington, her family in its entirety, her son and daughter and grandchildren and brothers and sisters, drawing them closer to the glory of the Lord. We thank you right now, glory be to God, for someone under the sound of my voice that's crying out and yielding to you. Let them surrender. Mercedes, God is able. God could do anything but fail, LaShawn. Elder Smith, thank you, God. Elder Annette, Elder Dawn, thank you right now. You ought to praise God and glorify God. We thank you for touching Vicky, Father God, touching her eyesight. We thank you for touching Prophetess Cheryl Purvey and Deacon Purvey. We thank you, Father God, for healing in that family. Thank you for healing Dr. Bernice Moore Wright. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for touching Desmond and giving him travel and mercy to and fro. We thank you for touching our young black males. Special prayers, Father God, for deliverance and healing in their lives. We thank you right now, glory be to God, for touching our young black males. Let them cry out to you. Let them surrender to you. We come against those illegal weapons that are being used in our homes, our streets, our schools, our churches. We come against those that are using and firing illegal weapons. Touch their minds that they'll have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. Have them not to no longer use those illegal weapons to take away the lives, innocent victims, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for their salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Touch them right now. In the name of Jesus. Police Department, we are praying for you. The military, we are praying for you. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard, Honor Guard, we are praying for you. We are praying for all of our postal workers, UPS workers, Amazon workers. We are praying for you as you go forth in the streets, in the rain, the snow, the sleet, and the hail. God is able, and God can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet, my dear ones. He's with you all the way. We want to talk in the name of Jesus. We pray and seal that prayer in the name of Jesus. Forming a vacuum board answer prayer. Along with the no prayer, the prayer of release, and the prayer of forgiveness, there's also a last type of cleansing prayer, the vacuum prayer. And in fact, the other three prayers are cleansing for the purpose of forming a vacuum in one's mind and emotions. Cleansing then of negative emotions which have blocked one's prayer power. After invoking the prayer of cleansing in inner ways through saying no to fearful appearances, releasing one's loved ones, and forgiving one's enemy, you got to forgive. You're not going to forget, but we got to forgive. It is then time to cleanse one's world and outer ways through forming a vacuum. There's a psychological value in cleansing one's world by forming a vacuum in outer as well as inner ways. The subconscious mind becomes more quickly convinced that you mean business about all the praying you have done. When you follow through by taking some outer actions as well, we mean business when we are praying. We are prayer warriors. Though saying no to fearful appearances, thereby clearing yourself of fear, God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Through emotionally releasing your loved ones and by forgiving the unloving people in your life, you have already begun forming an inner vacuum. It is good to complete the cycle by forming a vacuum in an outer way too. I once lectured to a group of insurance executives, my dear ones, who got very excited about this vacuum law and rushed home afterwards to form a vacuum. A number of them later reported to me that the satisfying results they followed. The vacuum prayer of cleansing is this. Nature adores a vacuum. If you want your prayers answered, form a vacuum to receive that answer. Get rid of what you do not want to make room for what you do want. Get rid of some of those things out of your home. Get rid of some of the things out of your car. Get rid of some of those things out of your desk. Get rid of it in the name of Jesus. A doctor of a chiropractor related how his little daughter learned of this vacuum method and immediately used it with gratifying consequences. She wanted some new clothes, so she secretly formed a vacuum by giving away some she had had in faith that the vacuum places in her closet could cause new substance to rush in and fill it with new clothes. That very afternoon, her mother came in with some new clothes, thank you, Jesus, explaining, "I didn't expect to buy these for you, but they were on sale." When her daughter did not seem surprised, the mother asked why. "I formed a vacuum only this morning to receive them. Thank you. Some of us have clothes in our closet we've had for years. You're not going to wear those clothes again. Some of us have junk mail. Why are you holding on to junk mail? Get rid of it in the name of Jesus." A businessman had been praying for some time for the healing of a relative who was suffering from a chronic heart condition. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. This businessman realized his relative needed to invoke the vacuum law as a phase of cleansing. So he gave her a copy of the cleansing vacuum or cleansing prayer that he had developed and asked her to study and pray. You can form a physical vacuum for new peace, health, and plenty by releasing, giving away, selling, or otherwise getting rid of what you no longer want or need. Get rid of it. Do not retain items of clothing, furniture, letters, files, books, or any other personal possessions you no longer need or use. Get them out of the way to make room for what you do want. As long as you retain them, you take up space in your world that is needed for your new good. Declare to yourself as you go through your personal affairs, I fully and freely release. I loose and let go. I joyfully make room for a new good, which now appears quickly and satisfying in appropriate form. Let it go. Let those things go out of your mind. Stop thinking those negative thoughts. Think on those good things, healing, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, how God is blessing you. Make room. Thank you, Jesus. Get that vacuum and begin to use that vacuum in your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Get rid of those things that you don't want. The past is the past. Stop bringing up the past. God has already healed you and delivered you from the past. Let go and let God. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour Prayer, in the blessed city of Baltimore. And yes, we are blessed. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Request your prayer rug. We want to bless you. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God is in the blessing business. Get rid of those negative thoughts and those things that you don't need in your life. And watch God bless you above and beyond what you could imagine and what you can think. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again on Tuesday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.